Time for community comment. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, this is Meg Walkley, known as Omi, to First Five Humboldt Families. Research shows the demands of the holiday can add stress to families during these winter months. To help keep stress to a minimum this season, give your family the gift of time. Read together, relax together, play together. Great winter books and family activity ideas can be found at capcchumboldt.org. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. Happy New Year. Historians will have a lot to write about when they look back on 2012. This year will be the single most important political year in most of our lives. We are a country divided, and this division is different. Usually we have a minority that has a very strong opinion, and they make such a fuss that their cause gets national attention, and all the media hype makes us believe that the country is really at odds with one another, and then along comes the election, and we find out that it wasn't as close as we thought. Gay marriage is a prime example of how the liberal media downplays the majority. This year is different. Our great country is at a crossroads. President Obama has us on a path to complete socialism. He has enough support on this socialized interstate highway that he is now pressing the accelerator to the floor, and he has moved over to the carpool lane because he has enough passengers on board to qualify to use this express lane. Socialism is where we are headed with President Obama behind the wheel. If he is reelected this year, we will be on a path of no return. The express lane will have a solid white line to the right, indicating that we can't change lanes. Our country will be in the far left lane. Unfortunately, the average American refuses to look at the facts. Socialism is a governing philosophy that has failed time and time again. Our country was built on capitalism, and our government has survived under the system for a very long time. History proves that capitalism succeeds longer than socialism. But the facts are clear. One half our population endorses socialism. Thomas Jefferson was a brilliant man, and he said that, quote, "The democracy will cease to exist when you take away from those who are willing to work and give to those who would not," unquote. So here we are in this historic year of 2012. Locally, we have been ahead of the rest of the country when it comes to extreme liberalism. We've had many of our elected officials start out as conservatives and over the course of their careers make a 180-degree turn and end up extremely liberal. Bonnie Neely was a prime example of this type of political metamorphosis. I completely disagree with the political position that Mark Lovelace embraces, but I respect him. He doesn't stick his finger in the air to see which way the political breeze is blowing. He is an extreme liberal and was elected as such. He votes the way his constituents want him to vote. Arcata doesn't have to scratch their heads and wonder what he's up to when they see how the Board of Supervisors voted